Hold on tight, cause it's gonna be intense.
Ladies and gentlemen, theys and them, welcome to another episode of Poochie Talk. I'm your host, Poochie, and you're watching Disney Channel. Can't help myself. Guys, I'm not going to lie. Esta es la segunda vez que grabo esto, and maybe I don't have la misma energía que tuve la primera vez. But you know what? That's none of your fucking business, and you're here to listen to a show, and you're going to get it, okay? Welcome to Poochie Talk. We're going to talk about the Madonna Whore Complex. What is this, and why are you talking about that? Well, I'm talking about it because my mom just came back from Austria. And do you know who's from there? Yeah, the cunty bitch himself, Sigmund Freud. He was the one who created this complex. He's a psychoanalysis pioneer. He literally is the father of psychoanalysis, and he did tons of neurotheories around sexuality and the non-conscious mind. He coined the term ego. In the early 1900s, he was finding a lot of patients, male patients, with this complex that they either see women as a whore or as a saint. Loving the saint, desiring the whore, but never intertwining both. And as this goes by, he at first, la asimiló con todo lo que la asimila. Freud's the one that is obsessed with mommy and son relationships. He said that the Madonna figure resembles a little bit of the love and respect that men have for their moms. That to me is just weird. Understandable, but weird. Yeah, basically that is the Madonna Whore Complex, is these two categories that men put us in, where one is the Madonna, that she's a virgin, pure, innocent, passive, submissive, domestic, motherly figure, where then there's this other stereotype that is the whore, that is a independent, outspoken, sexually liberated woman that probably, cuando te la pintan en arte y en película, she is this like dark figure that satisfies the men in secret, or is just outcasted from society for being what I just said, a whore. Obviously, this term is outdated. It's based on, él también based it on cultural and religious stereotypes that we have in society, and the taboos that may appear in it. And in most religions and societies, women that are not sexually active or are more conservative have been painted as good mothers, good wives, as if a woman that has sexual knowledge and is open about her sexual desires as a woman that is not capable of being a good mother or a good wife or a loyal, period. And let me tell you that we are obviously more than just this category. We are actually more than a virgin and a whore. There's more than us than those two categories. These are just two of the moral fantasies that some men have towards us women. And that's what Freud was trying to show us. And obviously, this gave men an excuse back then to have a mistress. Like a cool example, not a cool example because it's horrible, is an example of when a guy says, every guy has a Jackie, but she also has a Marilyn. Jackie being the Madonna, the mother of his children, the first woman, the first lady, and Marilyn being this sex icon that was just an ongoing scandal in society back in the day, and she was outspoken, sexually liberated. So it's the like a very good example of the two archetypes, if I may say it like that. I don't know if that's the right term. And another good example is Sex and the City. Charlotte is a classic Madonna, and Samantha is the whore. The Madonna is one step away of becoming the whore in the viewer's eyes. The viewer with the complex, I'm saying. The moment Charlotte, I don't know if you guys have seen Sex and the City, but in one of the seasons, Charlotte is with Trey, the guy he's before, the bald guy. I don't remember his name. Fuck, I love him. Before the bald guy, there's another guy that his name is Trey, and he was having problems performing because he didn't see her with the same eyes. Like, he was, like, super nervous because it was his wife and he was seeing, like, she had sexual desires towards him. Cuando todo este tiempo, pues, ella se estaba pintando como esta santita, pero llegó el día de la boda. And, well, rip my brains out, buddy. But then this wasn't the day that you asked me to wait for. And then when I'm being a complete slut for you and only for you, you're going to slut shame me. That's exactly what she did. And then she started touching herself in front of him to see him that she's allowed to have sexual desires. They eventually ended up breaking up. Yeah. And I also wanted to talk about this because I saw the movie Elvis. It's good. It's good, but obviously it's not realistic. If you know a little bit about Elvis and Priscilla's story, it's not realistic. And Priscilla, when they met, she was 14 years old. And he was absolutely obsessed with her, even that he brought her home. They came back from Germany, I think, together 2 years later. He met her when she was 14, brought her back when she was 16 to live with him, and I think they got married when she was 21. Either way, when they end up like breaking up, and she tells him, and she has told press that the sparkle died in his eyes. It wasn't the girl that he met. It was now a full-grown woman that was living off his money, and she birthed to a kid. And she was his Madonna at first, but then turned into the whore. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. But as I said, the Madonna whore complex, it's based on the viewer's point of view. The illusion is from the one who is seeing it, because in Quasimodo, Emeralda was a whore in the eyes of Cloud. That was, I don't know if you guys remember that. And in the eyes of Quasimodo, she was this angel, holy figure, because he saw the value in her and saw her as a woman of good. Like, she was a good woman. The other one saw her, he was racist with her, and he didn't like her because of her culture, but still sexually desired her and even blamed her for making him have those unholy thoughts. Crazy. I'm giving you just a little bit of like films and that I've seen this. In Black Swan, you can totally see it. The Natalie Portman, I think it's her. She is debating with her normal, a girl calls her frigid. He always said you were a frigid girl. Like, they always see her, and everyone was on her ass for being too good, for being too hard on herself, like too perfectionist. And then when she lets loose, she goes insane. She literally has a mental battle trying to supply the version, the fantasy that the teacher wanted wanted. Another thing in Jane the Virgin, I'm trying to show you how this affects women, because como es a female written pieces like Black Swan and Jane the Virgin, you can see how the validation eats the girl alive. And in Jane the Virgin, since that was a huge part of her personality, she did not know how to act after it because it was such a big thing, her virginity, that when she lost it, she thought she had to dress up like a little bit sluttier and act like a whore just because she had sex like once, an adult with a guy that she loved. Pathetic, pathetic. And, oh, it was also very weird. Britney was on the pedestal as the Madonna when she started her career because she opened up and said that she was a virgin. And lots of people were like psycho about that information. They were like, como que, super on her ass about, did she lost her virginity? Did she really fuck that people or that person or that person? And people started saying that they fucked her just to say that they were her first time and stuff like that.
How do you feel about all the constant speculation about your virginity and whether you are a virgin or not?
I really wish I would have never said anything.
Like, and then she did the song like that said that, not so innocent.
I'm not that innocent.
It was based on that because people wouldn't leave her virginity alone. People are obsessed with putting value into women based on their sexual experience. And that to me is completely weird and just mind your business. Why is it such a big deal? I don't understand. Why do you need to have that? What control do you think you have? I could honestly not care one bit how many bitches you fucked before me, but why are you so on my ass if I am sexually experienced too? The same rules don't apply to the guys. That's the thing. Anything that I just said here, no hay categorías para ello. No hay. We can invent them right now. Comment below. But there's no complex towards them. Esto es una fantasía que flota alrededor de los hombres. And we don't fuck with Freud once again because he made it seem like it was okay. And it's okay. Oh, he has a Madonna horror complex. Yeah, he needs a mistress and a wife. Yeah, poor baby. You had a weird relationship with your mom. Oh, I think so. Fuck that. Go to therapy. Go to therapy. Like, that's fucking crazy. And in film, they have to stop, like, over-sexualizing us. And start giving, like, female directors more roles in the industry. Like, they need more jobs. We need more movies written by females. So we can see the female gaze and see how it is actually our sexual discoveries. And how to motivar a chicas que están empezando a definirse a ellas mismas quiénes son, qué les gusta, cómo les gusta, y no seguir empujándole esta idea de que tu pureza viene desde tu sexualidad y que tienes que ser callada y sumisa y pasiva para que un hombre la traiga. Como que a real man will love you just the way you are and you will be more than enough. I can assure you that it's crazy. Pero nada, I just wanted to talk about this because it, aunque no lo crean, nos afecta en el diario de hoy, nos para de hacer cosas. Like, maybe you're not a prude, but maybe you don't want to text first. Maybe you're pre-planning the sex so you don't look easy. Not sleeping on the first date. Pretending to be a chase cuando en verdad como que you're dying to fuck him. Like, it makes us just not get what we want. And that is so lame. I think we deserve to be way more than a virgin or a whore in the male gaze, we are actually even more than mothers, even more than sisters. We're human beings and we deserve respect no matter what. It is sad that just because you see me as a sexual object, I could literally ruin your life by pretending to be a virgin or just fucking you like a whore. It's just sad. But at the end of the day, not all men. Ugh, I hate saying that, pero tengo que aclarar. Not all men, not all men. That's when I have... Por eso es que tengo expectativas, porque yo sé que no todos los hombres nos categorizan solamente como puta y vírgenes, o como just wifey, or for the streets. Like, but we still... There are in society a few men that are like that. And I just want you to know that fuck that. Fuck that fantasy. Fuck that validation. Do you. You're iconic. You're sexy. You're empowered. You're way more than your sexual experience or your sexual innocence. If you are a virgin, if you are a prude, do it for you. Don't do it to be like esta purita de la sociedad. I don't think that. I personally don't know many girls that are like that. Solo para un hombre, para que he's really gonna enjoy this. I have a 3 body count. Like, girl, come on. Like, he doesn't. Like, he's fucked literally 80 bitches and se le paró con tres. Como que, come on, we don't have to be so fucking faja. It's lame, it's stupid, it's pathetic. But look on that, Madonna horror complex. We're way more than that, and it was fun to talk about it and do a little research. It was cute, it was fun. I love you so much. This is Pushy Talk, bitch. Remember to like and subscribe. And yeah. Whoa!